Blog Talk Radio. much, y'all. Love it. Oh, I love old school. Ain't nothing like the good old school. And this is Wardell Fodge Jr. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I appreciate you very much. And I hope that you are good. It is Throwback Thursday. We're one day away from the kickoff of the weekend. Man, where we can just kind of chill a little bit, right? And get the heat off of us from working so hard, trying to do what we have to do to take care of ourselves. But anyway, guys, I'm so grateful for you. I hope you are well, you and your family, and everyone is safe. And, you know, we're still in the world of pandemic. And by the way, speaking of that, I had to cancel my trip because the location that I was going, it was so bad. It was so bad in terms of the pandemic, how it's growing, that I had to cancel that trip. I'll reschedule so Solar won't be on the road because it's just a little crazy out there. God, I can't believe it. I thought we were just on the other side of this and things were getting better, but it's flipping the script on us, and it's just ugly. It's so ugly, and I'm so sorry for all of it because, you know, the pandemic has been very dark. And it's caused a lot of, you know, depression and people lost a lot of money and businesses were suffering and, you know, the economy was suffering. It's just ugly. And so it was so nice to start to see a little bit of sunlight. And then all of a sudden, here we are once again back in this ugly situation. So Solar won't be on the road because Solar needs to try to take care of himself. And so we'll be right here. Working from the studio next week. And it's all good because, you know, I mean, we better be safe than sorry, like my mom always says. Better to be safe than sorry. So anyway, I just pray for all the people that are in the hospital right now that are suffering. And, you know, I pray that you guys recover, you know, and that you don't lose your life, but that you recover. And then, if you haven't been vaccinated, please go get vaccinated so that we, you know, can look out for each other, you know. And I know in some people's conditions, you're not able to get the vaccination, and that's all good. I understand that. So, but at the same time, it's just so scary that we need to do something. And most of the people that are getting sick are the unvaccinated. So, anyway, God bless all of you guys. We love you. We thank you so much. We're going to reminisce now back in the days when there was no pandemic. Well, there was always a pandemic because 100 years ago there was a pandemic. And 100 years before that was a pandemic, okay? So we can't fool ourselves. So we just, I love being in between because I never heard of it until right now. And so, yeah, so 1920 there was a pandemic. But anyway, guys, Bobby Womack in the background doing his thing. But it's time, we're going to just throw it back. We're going to take you down memory lane and have a good time together. So thank you so much for being a part of the show. Let's get going. Greg, thanks so much for the amazing flyer. Astrid, have a great time. I know you out there doing your thing. And so here we go on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. And this is Bobby Taylor.
The cream of the crop. another day, another night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. moment. Oh, but I love you desperately, girl. If it wasn't for the things that people say, child, you would be making love to me. All right. Oh, but how else can a starving man be? If you wouldn't listen to what they say behind my back, child, you would be making love to me. All right.
And I know it's redundant because I do it every Thursday, right? So it will be redundant, and I love it. I look forward to it because it's fun to feel this way. It feels so good to hear these old songs, these lyrics, great, great lyrics, great melodies, great musicianship, all simultaneously coming at you. And it is just beautiful. It's one of those things that we all have been missing for many years, right? Many years we've been missing that good, solid song that we've been craving. Can you give me a good, solid song? And okay, now, thank you. Can you give me a couple of them on one album? Can you do that for me, right? Can we get albums back again? You know, I mean, it's all these singles, single, 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 and that's a beautiful thing. But back in the day, we used to love the album because it expressed it the artist to us. It was like we could just watch them, see what they were up to, and see their whole development in their projects, how they put it together, and what it meant to them, and then whatever it meant to them, it started meaning to us because they were showing us some pictures and posters and all kind of things, what they're trying to express to us, whether it's love, happiness, and joy, or whatever it may be, or pain, or whatever it was, we were able to see it because we had albums that we could open up, and some of my brothers like the smell of the vinyl, right? And for some of us, like, you know, getting, opening it up and not knowing what to expect, the surprise, that wonderful, you know, thing where it just catch you off guard, you know, go, oh my God, this is awesome. And not only that, but also the songs just were getting better and better. It just, you just could play the whole album and be very happy and flip it over and just keep playing it, and it just keeps jamming. The quality of the music back in the day was just off the hook, and we all were able to enjoy it and appreciate it. So that's why I enjoy so much doing this show, playing all these old school songs where we can reminisce and remember those things, and maybe we may light a candle to one of our young brothers and sisters that's growing up and becoming musicians and songwriters and producers, and make them go, that's what I want to do. That's what I'm going to do. And keep this good music authentic and keep it going for the rest of us, right? So anyway, this is Wardell Potts Jr.'s Throwback Thursday. Keep our brother Don Fleming in your prayers. He's going through something right now. And so he will tell you, he might be, I doubt if he's going to be on because he's out of town on an emergency. But anyway, let's keep him in prayer and lift him up. All right? Thank you guys so much for everything. And let's keep on going down memory lane on Solar Records Radio. Wardell Potts Jr. Oh, my, my, my. Do you guys remember, or maybe, you know, for my friends in the United States, we used to have block parties. Y'all remember block parties? And then for my friends over around the world, on our street, block parties, what we call, you know, block parties was on our street that we lived on. It was a, we called them the block, right? And so on our block, you know, I lived on Marston Street. And so that block, we called that block Marston Street block, right? And so what we used to do is that block off, they would cut the streets off from the cars. So no cars could come up through the street. And we usually do this on the weekend when people were off of work. And we had block parties. And so, and that would happen all around the neighborhood, right? Different at different times of the summer, different blocks would have a block party on the weekend. And people would bring out their grills and stuff and grill on the block. And this would be the opportunity for them to, you know, do some painting and stuff to their houses and stuff, and, you know, make the house look, you know, really nice. Just work on the house, and it was real intimate. We all were out there. The kids were out there running up and down the street, having a good time and playing games and stuff. And there'll be no cars on the street, so the street just looked unusual, and it looked much bigger because there were no cars on the street. And we would just, it would turn into a giant playground for us, and we had so much fun running up and down the street and just doing life as a kid. And then, you know, people would have their stereo systems, what we call hi-fis. They call hi-fis back in the day. And they would have their hi-fis set up, playing the music like this. And then ultimately, we would have a band that would come and play. And then the band, I remember when the band used to come and they start setting up their stuff, and I used to be like mesmerized, and I would sit there and watch them set up their equipment, not knowing that I was going to be a musician someday, but I would be mesmerized, and especially with the drums, because the drummer had so much stuff that everybody was trying to help him with his stuff, and they would set up the stuff, and you know, and they just looked like rock stars. Everybody looked like a rock star. And even though they were just a little bum around the corner, I just joking, not bum, but, you know, just a little kid around the corner that wanted to play, and they got in the band. And so they set up their stuff, and they would start playing these songs, Roller Coaster, you know, Super Earth, Wind & Fire, all these great hits, Larry Graham, Central Station, and playing all these great songs. And the music, I mean, so you had the music that was going, and we were excited about the music. We had good food that was being barbecued, hot dogs mainly for us kids. We were really excited about hot dogs, and they had the hot dogs, and just a lot of stuff, and people were happy. It was a beautiful time, and that is something I think that is really missing right now, because those were moments of joy that I still remember as I'm in my 60s, and I'm still reminiscing and dwelling on those wonderful times. And that's what this music has done to us and does to us. It takes you back. And it reminds me of how beautiful it was and how much fun we had as a kid, you know, and no pressure, people not, you know, no politics. You know, we were just young and we were having fun. And the parents were happy because the kids were happy. We were just, it was just a wonderful time, and I just miss that. And so when I hear these songs, it takes me back there, and man, it makes me so happy. So I know you hear it in my voice, but if you haven't experienced it, I hope that you get to maybe create that in your neighborhood and give that to, you know, the kids and the neighbors, something beautiful that you all can do together collectively, like even with our stores. I had a cell phone, these clothing store combined in the mall. And what we would do is in my store, we would have a special day, and we would, all of us would get together, all the stores would get together, and we would have special things for the community. and we lower all the prices, and we have drinks, free drinks and stuff, and some of us had wine that we would give out to the customers. You had to be over, 21, but it was just really a good time. There was the community that would come out, and everyone would love on each other, and you had bands and stuff outside, and it was just great. And so you could do that whether you have, you live in a business area or you live in a residential area. Please give it to your community, because it all starts right here. It all starts right here with your family, right here with your friends, with your neighbors, and that love is so important. That we could trust each other, we could love on each other, and not hate on each other. My neighbor, I'm looking out the blinds and being angry at the neighbors. That's not nice. That's not good. We want to be able to feel good about, the people over there. If something happens, they know I'll run over there and help them, and the same vice versa. Something happens in my house, they'll run over and help me. And that's what we build when we show that kind of love, that kind of community, that kind of trust, amongst each other. And I just pray that you guys will, if you haven't done it, do it, give it a chance. And if you have done it, keep on doing it. Like we grew up, our family gave us that. We should give that back to our children, or our grandchildren now, especially at my age, right? And so, but anyway, guys, so I love this music, and it takes us back. So this voice, this man is such an amazing bass player and just an amazing artist, but he also was not just one of the funkiest bass players around, and not the creator, not only the creator of the pop on the pluck on the bass, but he also has this beautiful, beautiful tone on his voice. And this song that I'm going to play for you, wow. What a voice. Listen to this man by the name of Larry Graham.
Started to believe I'd never find anyone. Doubt had tried to convince me to give in. Said you can't win. But one day the sun came shining through. The rain had stopped. And the skies were blue. And oh, what a revelation to see. Someone was saying, I love you to me. Oh, I found a piece of happiness to call my own. And life is worth living again. For to love you to me is to live. Oh, one in a million chance.
Alrighty. Now listen, guys, I have to share this with you. It's so important to share this with you. That song right there is a song that I'm playing drums on. And the reason why I wanted to share this with you is because when we went in the studio to record that song led by Leon Silvers, it was, and by the way, that's Leon Silvers playing the bass and me playing the drums. And that song right there taught me exactly what Leon was trying to teach me for the longest time, pocket. I was just like, we recorded a few songs before that, like And the Beat Goes On, Second Time Around, and all I knew was timing, make sure the timing is good, Wardell. And Leon was on me like white on rice. I was like, oh my God, okay. And so I just knew timing, but I didn't know pocket. And so because pocket is something completely different. It's an amazing feeling. It is something that you feel as a musician. You feel it with the other musician, and not only do the other musicians feel it, but then the crowd begins to feel exactly what we all are sharing and experiencing at the same time. And it's a beautiful opportunity, a beautiful gift. I hope you guys can hear me because I am pacing as I'm talking because I'm so hyped up about this beautiful gift that was given to me with working with Leon Silvers and just learning and finding out what pocket is. And this pocket is such a wonderful feeling where, like, between Leon and I, me locking into his bass line, which was so, so melodic for a bass. You know, you would think the bass is boom, 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 and then everybody else. No, but Leon did it. I mean, he is busy, and it is, and I have to be in the pocket. If I'm out of the pocket with him, it makes it sound crazy. We just started playing a whole bunch of stuff, so we had to be tight, and the tighter we were, the better the song was. And so that was my goal, was always to figure out what the heck he was talking about. But this song right here, the song you just heard, was the song that I really got it. And I was like, yes, finally, I know what he means. And it just kicked in. And that's why that song by The Whispers is one of my favorite songs ever, because I had discovered something. I had discovered what it was to be a studio musician and lock that pocket. And that was so important because people bought the records because it sounded right. It sounded good. It felt good. And you get all these compliments and people just like, yes, yes, yes. And I had no idea until, while I was learning, I just remember being stressed out and trying to figure it out. And then afterwards, you got so much love from the community of musicians and listeners and people who just love the music. And so I just want to say thank you, Leon Silvers, for blessing me and giving me that gift. It is a wonderful, wonderful gift. And I'm just so excited. So, but anyway, and thanks to The Whispers for always delivering the goods. Their voices are just amazing. And they came in and they were having to deal with Leon and the pocket as well. So they know what I'm talking about. You guys heard when LaBelle came on. Oh, my God. Scotty was ready to walk out of the studio many times because of the pressure of the pocket. Pitch, pocket, and attitude is what it's all about in the studio. Pitch, pocket, and attitude. You got to make sure that you're singing in the key. That's what the pitch is all about. Sing in key, right? Sing on your notes. Make sure you're not flat or sharp. Make sure you're right on your note. And pocket is in that groove, riding that part, just in the groove, doing your thing. And attitude is make sure you're singing it with conviction, like you really mean what you're singing or you really mean what you're playing. Put the attitude on it and just come on with it. Just come with it, right? And so that's what it was all about, working with Leon Silvers, and I'm so blessed because of that gift and that opportunity for me, and because I learned so much, and now I'm teaching that very same thing to other students, and so, wow, and it's a beautiful thing. So anyway, when I heard that song, I need to share. So here we go, guys. We got to keep this show going. This music is so awesome. Don't you enjoy going down memory lane with me? This is good. This is good. And this here song that I'm about to play you is the very first song my daughter sang as a little girl. And I was in shock because all the radio was playing, and then I turned it down to do something, and she was still singing the song. And she was just a little teeny tiny, and I look back, she's sitting in her car seat, and she's just singing, thank you, baby. And I was like, really? And she fell in love with the song, and I did too, because my baby was just singing her little heart out. She's 30-something years old now, but back then, that was a long time ago, right? And so here we go on Solar Records Radio.
I'm just going to go. You know I can't go on.
You now. Bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye.
Come here. You know I can't go on.
Bye-bye. Hello, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and you have tuned in to Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much. And now, with that being said, it is time to take an adventure in the land of music.
your mind,
I hope you enjoy yourself.
You know, it's such a beautiful thing. This music has been nothing but a wonderful blessing to me. And every single day I get excited about the next show, about these next couple of hours that I'm going to have the opportunity to listen to music that is going to lift my spirit and bless me. And it doesn't have to be praise and worship music that does that. It just has to be good music with good meanings. It has to have something about it that is just so good to the soul that the soul can't deny it, because the feeling that comes over you is expressing that to you. It's saying, this is good, you know. Just like if somebody was being very mean and the feeling that comes over you is saying, this is not good. This is a problem. So I know that this is good. And it is a beautiful blessing when something good, when my body can receive something that's saying, yes, I love it. Oh, my spirit, my body, I don't know what it is, but it takes my body to bring it in, so my spirit can enjoy it. So I'm so grateful for the opportunity to play this music for you guys every single day, except for Mondays. Well, you know, Don Fleming does his thing on Monday nights, and T. Meyer McCain, he preaches on Monday afternoons on Solar Records Radio. T. Meyer is from Lakeside. He was one of the singers at Lakeside, and now he is a pastor. And he's been always in the Word of God since I was on the road with him back in the 80s. And he said, as he came on here, that he knew that he had a higher calling and that he would someday have to lead the group to do what God put on his heart to do. And man, oh man, he's been walking the walk for a long time. And I'm just so proud of him, so grateful for him to be a part of Solar Records Radio. And so, but anyway, guys, I hope that, you know, your days are good, that you had a good week so far. We're almost done. We got about another day, right? And then we're going into the weekend. And so I hope that, you know, that if you ever, you know, need prayer, please, you know, contact us through SolarRecordsRadio@gmail.com, and we will pray for you, whether you want us to pray for you in silence or pray for you on the show. We want to do whatever is best for you, all right? But please don't cut us off, because we want to be there with you. We want to pray with you. We want to support you in whatever it is that you need support in, okay? And so thank you. And if you want to talk to a female, you can just say for Gayla. She would love to pray with you. And then, brothers, if you're having some stuff, I will pray with you, all right? So anyway, God bless you guys, and thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. I'm having a great time here. We got about another 20 minutes left in the show, and I'm wishing everyone well. Greg, thank you again for your amazing flyers, the flyers you made for tomorrow. How awesome is that? Where we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles. The music, and, you know, and also we're going to celebrate the people that were such a great part of that company and helped to get the songs that we recorded on the airwaves and around the world to everyone, so that we all were able to enjoy it together. And so now we're going to celebrate it together here on Solar Records Radio, celebrate those good times, that good music, and show our appreciation. And that's what we do here at Solar Records Radio. We show our appreciation to Solar Records for being a blessing to us. Dick Griffey's Solar Record Company that really was a blessing to the world. And we just want to say thank you, Mr. Griffey, for giving us that opportunity, giving us the gift. Thank you for following your passion and doing what was in your heart, because it was a blessing to so many other people. And that's the good thing. Sometimes we can do things that God is having us to do things for ourselves that really bless so many other people. And we don't really recognize that initially. But just think about this. If you're doing something, you know, that's really God says, yes, go take the job. Take the job. It'll be a good job. I want you there. I want you there. I know you might not feel good about it. They're not paying you the amount of money that you feel like you should be getting. Take the job. There's another reason why you're going there. And then all of a sudden, you find out that, you know, this is a wonderful environment. These people have changed my life. I feel so good, because everything can't be about the money. It can't be about the money. If you make everything about the money, you will be struggling all your life. But if you can just find something that fulfills you, that fills you up on the inside and make you feel good about yourself, trust me, that will bless anyone that's around you, because you're happier and you feel complete. You feel good. You can't wait to do something. But if you are angry and miserable and hate what you're doing, and then in that, you drag other people right down into that with you. So it's a beautiful thing when God opens doors for you and he gives you things. And you need to pay attention. We all need to pay attention, because you never know what's next on our plate. Like every single day, Greg's making flyers for us. He blesses us with that, his gift. He don't have to do that. He does it because he loves to do it. He wants to do it. That's his passion. He's guided. And he blesses me for sure. I've been like overwhelmed with joy because of who he is and who God has made him to be in my life. Him doing what makes him happy blesses me and my dog. She feels the same way. Okay, bro. And so I just want to say thanks, Greg. We really appreciate you. We do appreciate you here at Solar Records. And, you know, keep up the great work, man. And we wish you much success in whatever it is that you do. So let's get going, man. Let's get back to the music. Now we got 24 minutes because, whew, I can talk. All right, Gerald Albright on Solar Records Radio, the main one.
She's coming home with me. She's coming home with me. She was so fine and had a strong personality. Oh yeah, she's like a rose, such a beautiful flower. I wanna be with her every hour. That's why I know that our love was meant to be. Oh yes it was. That makes me feel this way.
She's my sunshine.
Whenever there's a cloudy day,
she gets so much attention
from all those guys you see. But I'm not worried about it. Oh no, she's coming home with me. You better believe it. She's coming home with me. I know maybe
she's coming home with me.
Ah, yeah, yeah, she is. Whenever I'm with her, I get a feeling just can't explain. And I don't mind saying that it warms my heart to know that she feels the same. I know why you're looking, fella, but please don't waste your time. You can talk all you wanna talk, but please remember the girl is mine. No, I don't care what people say.
I know she loves me.
I know the woman loves me, cause she tells me every day. All the guys try so desperately, but I'm not worried about it. No, no,
she's coming home with me.
Yes, she is. The lady's coming home. That she's coming home with me. Yeah.
She's coming home with me.
No doubt in my mind.
She's my baby.
She makes me feel so good
she's
inside. She's my sunshine. On a cloudy day.
She's coming home with me.
The girl's coming home. Coming home with me.
I'll always love you. I promise to always love you. Cause I think the whole world of it. And you can't change that. No, no.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. Love you so much and appreciate you. I wish you guys a wonderful rest of your day, and just be blessed. And it's nice to be a blessing to someone else as well, because it will bless you indirectly. Thank you for being a part of Solar Records Radio. Everyone, be safe. Stay close to your spirit. Trust God in all things. And remember, we love you here at Solar Records Radio. Welcome to the new members, and we'll see you tomorrow on Solar Records Radio as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles music. Tune in. We'll see you then.